With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom. Simply visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.
Right now, it's Perigo's Perspective. And Lindsay, good to have you back.
Good to be back, especially with good news. Having preceded us yesterday, I quote from the headline from Stuff. Hate speech, work cancelled. Hate crime, work continues. Well, I don't like the latter part. A crime is a crime is a crime. But at least the Law Commission has now been ordered to stop work on devising hate speech laws. So that, I think, is a significant advance.
Yeah, but why? It's sort of the opposites there at the same time. Okay, no more hate speech laws, but hate crimes? I mean, what are they?
Well, I know. I did qualify my remarks.
Oh, I know you did. I know you did.
And I agree. A crime is a crime is a crime. If I behead you, whether my motivation is then to rob you or it's because you're an infidel and I hate you, the crime is the same. Yep. And they all should be punished the same. The idea that you get 30 years for a beheading if it's hate motivated, but 20 years if it's robbery motivated, ridiculous. But I think that's what will happen in the end. That will be dumped too, because the logic of the situation is exactly as you're saying.
Yeah.
You're going in two different directions, so make up your mind which one it is. And I think that they've had to stop work on the hate speech indicates that common sense will prevail on the other matter as well.
Yeah, but you can only have laws against hate if you can identify what hate speech is.
Well, there's still the situation where we have Section 61 of the Human Rights Act, which does make it an offence to incite racial disharmony, and you can go to jail for that.
We've already got it.
Yeah, we've got it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that's the next step. If we're talking about where do we go from here logically, Section 61 must be repealed. David Seymour had a private member's bill to that effect, but he lost his nerve. And I think he should revive it or get one of his MPs to revive it. Or he's in government, let the government do it. But let's chalk this up for what it is,
okay.
A significant step forward, and let's not be party poopers. At this point, we've just got to be eternally vigilant and keep the pressure on.
I've only got so much patience for this sort of thing. Hey, just before you start your perspective, I just want to acknowledge that we haven't quite been together for exactly a year, but it's probably within a week or so, because, you know, yesterday was our first birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. Gosh.
One again.
Doesn't time fly when you're having fun?
It does. And I think your first perspective came in around Easter, so only within a week or two of that, a couple of weeks of that.
Yes, my first one was not in the first week. I think it was the second, and it was with Easter coming up. I announced that I was an atheist, which shouldn't have been news to anyone, and quite a few people got very upset. But this is Reality Check Radio, and you hear all sorts on here.
Okay, well, that floor belongs to you. Let's go.
Well, today, Paul, I come with a command. You have no choice but to obey. I know you've done it already, Paul, but this is for everybody else. I am suspending NIOF, that's the non-initiation of force principle, indefinitely. If you do not comply with my command, I shall punish you with something beyond cruel and unusual, something to which the eternal fires of hell would be preferable. Something ghastly beyond the capacity of humans to conceive, something even worse than the witchly woke witterings of alleged television political editors, though that does come close. Something not at all edifying and not remotely gratifying, except to me. I shall disclose this punishment before the end of my talk, so you cannot play snowflake victim and pretend you weren't fairly forewarned. The command is, sign the people's terms. realitycheck.radio/COVID-inquiry/. Sign the people's terms. Why? Because we must ensure the Commission of Inquiry into Jacinda Jackboot's handling of the Chinese Communist Party's Wuhan warfare is not a whitewash, which it is currently set up to be. If I were to couch the following in my terms, it would be unbroadcastable, even here. Let me quote, then, the far more polite folk at Voices for Freedom. Quote, there are only 3 days left to have your say on the future direction of New Zealand's COVID inquiry. If you've yet to get behind the People's Terms public pressure campaign, here are six reasons to become a signatory. One, flush out the Pfizer contract. The People's Terms calls for the contracts with COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers to be exposed. Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, etc., including public release of contracts, timing, details, and people involved in negotiations and procurement, government departments responsible, contract provisions, and conflict of interests. Two, shine a light on vaccine safety, monitoring, surveillance, injury, and death. The People's Terms include a detailed list of specifications for examining everything related to vaccine safety, including monitoring and surveillance systems, adverse reactions, injury and death, compensation schemes, excess deaths statistics, and much more. Three, scrutinize gain-of-function research. The People's Terms call for the investigation into the origins of SARS-CoV-2, including gain-of-function research and experimentation, the risks of genetic engineering increasing the lethality and transmissibility of pathogens, international warnings regarding safety and security, and any involvement by New Zealand. Four, muckrake the mandates. The government's vaccine mandates impacted us all. The People's Terms demand that the COVID inquiry investigate government-ordered and employer-specified mandates, including informed consent implications, ethical and rights-based assessments, the lawfulness of decisions, coercion, global vaccine passports, health and safety issues, and more. Five, remove and replace the commissioners. In addition to the People's Terms, the document calls for the removal and replacement of Commissioners Blakely and Whitehead, the disbanding and replacement of all other staff currently engaged for the Commission of Inquiry, or the termination of the current inquiry, that three new suitable commissioners be appointed, that decision makers be compelled to appear and answer questions under oath, that evidence be given in public, with proceedings being live streamed, and that all evidence be made publicly available. Six, put the experts on the stand. The People's Terms shine a spotlight on the government's choice of expert advisers, including but not limited to Michael Baker, Helen Patousis-Harris, Wiles Sucks, Michael Plank, Rod Jackson, and Sean Hendy, and whether their advice was sufficiently broad, balanced, suitable, or contestable. It also seeks to discover what alternative advice was refused or not allowed into the decision-making room. Remember, politics is a numbers game. Creating a flood of overwhelming support by way of the People's Terms petition is our one chance to show the new coalition government that this is what the people want. Demand a proper inquiry. Sign the People's Terms. Unquote. realitycheck.radio/COVID inquiry/. Sign it as soon as we're done here. Paul won't mind if you're distracted for half a minute, which is all it would take. You won't mind, will you, Paul?
Even if it takes longer, Lindsay, I don't mind.
Well, there are other things you can do as well, so I'd encourage people to do those. But first, I would like to propose our beloved Lady Olivia Pearson, as one of the new commissioners to replace compromised Hacks. She has done magnificent due diligence on this matter, whose fruit you can see on her website, oliviapearson.org. And second, in fairness as promised, I wish to acquaint you with the excruciating suffering you will be made to endure endlessly if you don't sign. Air New Zealand, or as airhead fry-quacking green-voting bimbos call it, Air New Zealand, is running virtue-signalling TV ads in conjunction with the Department of Blue-Assed Fart Tits about their new AirPoints plan for canines or some such. The ads are cringy beyond compare, but even worse than the infantilism of the content is the cretinism of the elocution. Elocution? Of the mock flight attendant. Floyd attendant? Quacking and croaking her way through the script, as you're about to hear. And if you don't sign the people's terms, Paul, who, unlike technophobe moi, is a techno genius who knows how to do all these clever newfangled things, will put this onto a recurring loop. We'll put this onto a recurring loop and beam it down your phones in perpetuity. Forever, there will be no escape.
Blaze and Prue, please come to your briefing now. That's Blaze and Prue to your briefing.
Kia ora, and welcome to your Air New Zealand indoction video. Our way of welcoming you, our new canine friends, into our partnership. After more than 10 years working with the Department of Conservation, Air New Zealand is now expanding its partnership to support the Conservation Dogs Program. Everyone here is very excited about working with global leaders in their field, like you. So don't be surprised if Air New Zealanders come up to say hello. They'll want to know all about that incredible sense of smell that makes you a certified conservation worker, helping to protect Aotearoa's threatened species and habitat. We also know how important your handler is, so feel free to bring them to work anytime. Your company benefits include free travel, a rewards program that includes generous incentives such as treats or tummy rubs, and of course, more opportunities to explore some of Aotearoa's most stunning locations. We are so proud to be working with you and our friends at the Department of Conservation to protect our unique wildlife. So, shall we get out there?
I wonder what a sense of smell is. Is that the famed sixth sense that has eluded theologians and philosophers for millennia? And what is a welcome? And what or where is Aotearoa? If the edifying and gratifying fantasy of turning Jacinda Jackboot into Jacinda Jumpsuit doesn't entice you to sign the people's terms, not to mention exposing who was on the take from Pfizer, surely the certainty of having to endure the crime against humanity you've just heard must. One YouTube poster commented, "More silliness from Air New Zealand." That is being very polite. No chance you'll hear about the people's terms in the terminally ill, bribed pseudo-media, of course. They acted as Jacinda Jackboot's cheerleaders throughout Wuhan and continue to be the propaganda arms of Labour, the Greens and Te Pāti Māori, even in their death throes. It seems the woke fascists are not proposing to go gentle into that good night. They are going to rage, rage against the dying of the light. I quote from the estimable Muriel Newman's latest newsletter, quote, "Despite the clear message the public has sent to the mainstream media, they are now being called upon to support a campaign to save TVNZ programs and staff. Launched by the journalists' union, E2, the campaign is being led by negotiation specialist Michael Wood. The former Labour Party minister who described the parliamentary protesters as a river of filth. Their open letter includes the line, "When it comes to building and protecting a strong media landscape, Every single New Zealander is a stakeholder. But instead of sympathising with the plight of those high-profile presenters fronting the campaign, many New Zealanders will be of a view that the media is now getting an overdue reality check. Some will say the media is getting what it deserves. Democracy is undoubtedly enhanced by a strong media landscape. But if New Zealand is to return to having that, there needs to be a reset. The media need to commit to their own principles, to be bound at all times by accuracy, fairness, and balance, and not deliberately mislead or misinform readers by commission or omission, unquote. That refers to the pseudo-media's stated policy of ignoring any questioning of orthodox climate change hysteria, as evinced by the editor of Stuff. We'll feature a wide range of views as part of this project, but we won't include climate change skepticism. Including denialism wouldn't be balanced. It'd be a dangerous waste of time. The experts have debunked denialism. So now we'll move on. Some will say the media is getting what it deserves. I should say. Notwithstanding the madding woke fascist mob, there is still a St. Patrick's Day, celebrated again this past weekend, not least in America, where the first parade took place in what is now St. Augustine, Florida, in 1601. General George Washington, eager to bring some relief to his beleaguered army at Morristown, New Jersey, issued a proclamation which commemorated the first official St. Patrick's Day on March 17, 1780. And still it continues around the world, a life-affirming, woke-killing festival of Guinness, corned beef and cabbage, and, of course, Irish songs.
With St. Patrick's Day only 3 days off, we have decided to devote most of our program tonight to the music of Ireland and its people. I would like to start by singing one of my favorites, indeed everybody's favorite wherever Irish songs are sung, the touching folk tune, Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you must go and I must bide. But come ye summers in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow, it's I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so. But when ye come and all the flowers are dying, if I am dead as dead I well may be, ye'll come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say an Ave there for me. And I shall hear, though soft you tread above me, and all my grave will warn
shall sleep in peace until you come to me.
With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom by simply visiting www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.